Hey, we're back.
Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show, the most fantastic show on the planet. And yes, we are the nicest people on this planet. And today, in the studio, we have the most controversial man in the entire universe, the master of the universe, Mr. James.
Good evening once again. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Welcome back, man. I actually really enjoy having you on the show. We've had a lot of history. We had a poll online, and everyone voted for you to be on the show. So here you are again, man. So
sweet.
I mean, you're getting a fan base out there. People love
awesome.
People love the James.
Well, folks, plenty of me to go around.
It's always a good thing to have a celebrity like you in our midst.
Yeah, thanks.
So how's summer, man? Do you have any good summer memories that you can remind us of?
Summer memories, huh? Man.
Do you usually have good summers? That's a good question for you. Like, usually, I guess summers will be apt. Usually, a summer is like, oh, I can't wait. School is over. But now, since all that has been gone for a long time, now the prom is done. Now the prom is over. Now homecoming is done. All that stuff is 10 million years behind us.
Do you hear this beeping?
That's part of the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's weird.
But you
know, I never noticed that.
But, well, I don't know, man. Because, see, the last 6 years, every summer I've had, it's been absolutely terrible.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But are you looking forward to this summer though? Since you're completely free,
dude. This summer, I'm telling you, got my season pass, double season pass,
Busch Gardens,
and Water Country USA. I'm set with that.
You're gonna be there.
I'm there.
Are you gonna utilize this?
I will utilize. See, once I already go like 3 or 4 times, it's paid for itself.
That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
Now, can you go basically every single day if you wanted to?
No, but see, I have a...
Wait, you can't? I thought you can.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the pass?
With the passes, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant... Well, I mean, because of my schedule, I can, obviously.
Oh, yeah, with the schedule, but if you had a choice to, you could, if you had a break during that time.
So I'll probably go down there on some weekdays or whatever.
Sometimes I look at the summer, and we know we are pretty close to, you know, July 4th now. And, you know, I'm trying to think if we are close to... Yeah. We are pretty close to July. We are close to July 4th.
It's pretty much.
It's pretty couple days away.
Yeah, we
right?
saw
right
the fireworks the display go up at the Giant or Safeway.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
see, when you start seeing that, you know July 4th is coming.
Oh yeah.
Now to tell
best
you the
holiday.
To tell you the truth, July 4th have sucked for me.
Really?
Why is that?
I don't know. There's been some
well,
stuff.
We got
that,
bad fireworks last year, right? Weren't they like not bad, but they just weren't great.
Well, describe this.
Well, didn't you and Hazard go out and get fireworks 1 year?
No, that was 2 years ago.
But
last year,
last year
it rained.
I know what last
well, this
year
is
was.
This is what happened last year. Last year first was the racist church,
yes.
and then after that we missed the Beach Boys on the beach. Like that was
missed,
my that how'd was
you
my
miss them?
Look, remember this is the
oh yeah I
we went to a, we went to Atlantic City, and this is the first time that I've been to Atlantic City because I don't really go. Bless you. I haven't been to Atlantic City for a whole lot, and I was like, there must be a good reason for me to go to Atlantic City. Carolyn talked me. Like gave me an email and said like, oh, the Beach Boys are gonna be at Atlantic City this year, and I was like, holy shit, the Beach Boys are gonna be. That's the only reason I want to go
with Uncle Jesse.
And I found out Uncle Jesse was there.
God damn it!
I found out like three months ago though. I was just like searching John Stamos because you know I love
I
John.
Too.
I love me some John Stamos.
I want to just Google John Stamos.
And then I found out that he was performing with them there.
Yeah.
This is like almost a year later though, but I was like, what?
Now this is
that
this,
made me more angered because I was just like,
this is what
I miss John Stamos on top
is,
of that.
This is what happens.
Are you for real?
This is what happens. The worst thing that can happen in someone's life is for them to be you
to
know
miss
so
John Stamos.
To be so excited about an event. Like, you know, I traveled like 6 hours to go to this event. This is the only thing I've been talking about, listening to all Beach Boys music going up there. Like I was even learning Beach Boys songs. You know what happened? So we're like, oh, look, they're setting up for the event. There's no way the event can be, like, during the daytime. We expect it to take place during, like, nighttime, like any other, like, cool show. So we're like, cool, they're setting up. We'll go over there. We'll go over to, what's it called, a buffet, and we'll eat. I go back, and after the buffet, we're probably there for 2 hours. We go back, and I hear like Beach Boys music being played on the overhead. I'm like, cool, they're getting ready too. And I go out there and like, I'm like, there's a whole big crowd and I hear Beach Boys playing. I'm like, oh shit, Beach Boys are playing. I'm like, and I'm trying to rush out, trying to get into the crowd. And first, you know what happens? As soon as I get there, all right, we'll see you next year. Or oh. not, I'll see you next year. But yeah, we had a good time.
Are they going to be there this
year? I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, man.
But like, it was perfect, out later that John Stamos was freaking there. I'm like, yeah. God.
But it was like, it was one of those things.
Freaking Uncle Jesse,
it was one of those moments, James. It was one of those moments, James, where like, I was this close, man. I was this close.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
But like, I ran, you know, I was there. I was like, cool, I can hear the music. Because, you know, you got to go through the people and you have, you know, on the beach, you have to go zigzag down like the pathways. I'm like, cool. I'm like, Karen, let's get up front. All right, we'll see you guys later. Hope you had a good time. You know, I just stood there frozen. I was like, that's it? And then like, everyone started to leave. And I went as close as I could to the front. And I was like, oh, this is the only reason why I came and I completely missed it. This is bullshit. And then, like, I just sat there on the beach all sad. And I was like, at least I know the fireworks are going to be aimed over here. Like, you know, so we stayed on the beach.
It was, like, raining, too.
We stayed on the beach, like, expecting there to be fireworks being, like, you know, shot. Like, we're like, all right, at least we're here to have the fireworks display and be right in front of us. And then it started to rain. And then we saw, like, one, like, little spark, like, to our side. And we're like, holy shit, the fireworks are all the way on the other side of the building down the street. And I'm like, fuck! And, like, we walked there, and by that time, and as soon as we got, like, into a sort of a good positioning of the fireworks, guess what happened, James?
They ended.
They fucking ended, and then started pouring rain right on us.
Oh, so vicious.
Not only that,
we were just sitting there depressed that we missed the Beach Boys, and then we were also talking about how the church incident pissed me off.
Yeah, and that
so
pissed
much.
Me off. And then what happened after that, I'm like, cool, you know, at least we can try to win some money. I put 20, you know, I put some money down. Didn't win shit. And then on the way back, I'm all defeated. We're all defeated. We're like, all right, we'll just take the shuttle back, and I'll just, like, hang out and do and soak. And then, you know, and like, so we're all standing in line for like the shuttle to the, was it Harrah's or Bordega? Harrah's or Bordega, something like that.
Borgata.
So we're waiting there. Guess how long we waited, James?
45 minutes.
Waited 2 fucking hours, man.
Was it really 2 hours?
Two fucking hours, dude.
Dude, you guys got...
James, two motherfucking hours. At that time, when I got back, my mom was like, oh, yeah, you can go and hang around. I was like, fuck that, man. I'm going to bed. I want this day to be over with, man.
So
I want this day
you
to
got
be over with.
On big time.
I got
Can you imagine a day that I get denied communion
this is the beginning
and I
of
miss
this.
Uncle Jesse?
That was the same day?
This
same
is
day
all
you get
the
denied
same,
communion?
All in the same day. All in the same day. This
somebody didn't want you to have a good time.
Someone was like, Joe is not going to celebrate independence this year. America is going to shit on Joe.
That was July 4th.
That was July 4th.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's
July
right. 4th. The firework. Oh, that's so vicious.
It is vicious.
So basically,
fate was like, fuck you, Joe.
Our day started out with a denial of communion.
You know,
the lateness of seeing the Beach Boys and missing freaking John Stamos, one of the hottest men on the world of this planet. And then on top of that, having lack of fireworks and being rained on and waiting for 2 hours for a shuttle.
Yeah, so, I mean, and the next, you know, the next day, you know, I was more positive. I was like, we're going to do it. We're going to catch the act that's playing this year. But the act wasn't Beach Boys, man. What was it like?
It was like Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. Who the fuck is Three Dog Night?
Three Dog... Jesus.
I have to say, it's one of my parents' favorite bands, so, like, I'm very accustomed to their music. But they're not, like... And they don't suck though. I wouldn't say they like straight up suck, but like, you know, it's an acquired taste. It's just basic 70s rock.
It didn't make up for that last day though. I was like, this sucks. It
didn't make up for missing out on John Stamos.
Take me home. I was like, take me home.
Man.
Take me home.
But actually, I think we made a good time out of what we could for what it was. I didn't have a horrible trip, but you know, did kind of suck now that you tell it.
Yeah, but
way.
It was sort of my responsibility for the event to be good. You know what I mean? It was one of those things. I was like, well, it was my whole reason. Like, you know, I was the one that was like, yes, let's go. You know, it's gonna be awesome. This is gonna be a good time. You know, I was really positive, man.
Yeah.
You know how it sucks to be like the guy that's like so optimistic and then like just to be devastated and you're like,
dude, Yeah, I know that feeling.
You know what else was kind of
tell me about it.
Wait, can can I just finish one more sentence? It was like one thing that was kind of strange was like near the end of that trip, your parents, like Hilton was doing the special giveaway. If you got a certain amount of points, you get like a free Beach Boys shirt. It says 25th anniversary of Beach Boys or something like that.
Oh, we had,
yeah, and then like your parents were actually really trying so hard to like get us those shirts. You remember that? They were like, oh, we need to get these points so you can get this.
25th anniversary.
Yeah, because 25 years ago they played there. That's why they were there.
Yeah. I was going to say, they've been around since.
Yeah.
So, oh, they've been around, man.
But like, you know, it was like the, you're right. It's like the they haven't played at Hilton, like Atlantic City in 25 years, so like it's their comeback there.
And I'm a fan of the Beach Boys, man. I'm not afraid to say it. Beach Boys are fucking awesome.
Beach Boys rule.
Yeah, so like, so your parents are trying so hard to get us those shirts.
I love surf music.
But now when I get the shirt, whenever I look at the shirt, I have to say I'm like, honestly, it's like really cool that your parents try to get us those shirts and everything. But now whenever I look at it, I'm like, man, we missed their show. So I don't kind of want to look at the shirt.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's like here's the show that I missed.
I mean, here's the thing. We were really impressed with that, with Hera's like what's it called, the buffet. I mean, it really was like an awesome buffet. It was really nice, but it wasn't worth missing the Beach Boys for a free show. Dude, it's free.
Like
a
on the
free
on the
show
beach
on the beach
with the Beach
on the
Boys
beach with
the beach John
Boys.
Stamos.
Dude, they did that at Camp Pendleton a couple summers ago.
I should see if Atlantic City has anything for this upcoming July 4th. Maybe they might have another free show for someone. We'll see.
Damn it.
So tell me your story. Tell me your downer, James.
Oh, I mean,
that was a pretty downer 4th of July, too, I have to admit, now that I think about
and then,
it.
No, but the year before that, I mean, it was all cool. Like, Huzzard and I were like, we're going to get some awesome fireworks. This would be the greatest fireworks display ever. We're going to spend, like, $200 when we get these great fireworks. And we did. We spent that money to get those fireworks. We went at the top of my hill, and we were lighting them off. And when we lit them off, I couldn't assume what Huzzard was feeling at this very moment. But for me, when I watched it, I was like, these are like really pussy like fireworks.
Were they real fireworks? Were they airborne?
Yeah, they were all airborne. Every one of them was airborne. And like we lit them and they just weren't like, they lifted off in the air and they're like, psst.
Were the ones that were like,
yeah. But what made it even more devastating was the people down the street from us, you know, like
they showed you up
there. They had heavy duty shit.
You?
It was
hardcore.
Like, it was fucking like we were being.
They
it
were
was
like
war.
They were like
it
military.
Like, it was almost like those two were having war with each other, trying to like they were like really like big time.
Like they must have went to Mexico or something.
Yeah, it was like it was insane. And here we are with our little. And we're like, oh, what the hell, man?
See, we should have just...
I was like,
you cannot
sucks.
Compete. Like, in my head, I'm like, man, for ending July 4th, we should just walk down the street and go to their house.
This is the comparison I say, James. It's like if I had a water pistol and a person... No, it's like if I had a pop gun and someone came up to me with a nuclear weapon. That's man, the comparison.
You should have seen the fireworks I had on New Year's Eve.
Tell me about it, man.
Man, well, Michelle and I went down to Florida, right?
Yeah.
For New Year's Eve and stayed with the family, whatever. And so we celebrated there. But on the way down, stopped at Pedro's, you know, south of the border.
Pedro's.
Got some badass fireworks. I spent like...
What are the names of
I
these
think
fireworks?
I must have spent like $350.
Dang.
Fireworks.
They always have cool
I
names.
I bought a See, shitload.
That's extensive.
Did you buy like the packs or that you'd see like... Well, you know, like some stores...
I had
stores.
Plenty of money to blow at the time.
Did you have like the... Like, what do they have? Like, black cats?
Dude,
or are they
no.
What are the names?
Fuck that. I didn't... Excuse my language. No, I didn't get the...
now
language. As in, we got letters and complaints from the last episode already. Yeah. We apologize, America, by the way. I'm sorry.
Dude, everything I had was super airborne. I'm talking... You know what a mortar is, right? Okay, a mortar tube.
Tell me what a mortar is.
You know, like a mortar tube, like... And, you know, like... Weapon, right?
Yeah.
Like a little cannon, like you use in the military.
Yeah.
They take their rocket. It's like, you know, a foot long, whatever. They stick it down in there, and then fucking it blows, and then it shoots far. And, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain. Anyway.
You're talking.
So
weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, I had fireworks like that, but it came with a big ass cardboard looking tube. But you get these bombs were like the size of grenades. That went in there, and it had a long ass fuse. So you light the end of it, sticking out the top.
Yeah.
And then you run like hell.
You run like hell,
dude. I had them all lined up. I had six of them, with these big ass tubes. And then I had other bottle rockets and stuff going on at the same time. I had some other guys there, dude. I was so drunk.
That's the first thing you said. I was so drunk.
Well, I wasn't so drunk like, you know, like you've seen me before, but I was, you know, I had a bunch that I was in like the mode, you know, like the hyper drunk mode where I just get all intense and I just want to do everything and everything. So,
what is the stages of drunk?
You know, like there's that. All right, so I don't want to deviate too much from what I'm talking about here. But all right. You know how when you first start drinking, you're like, oh man, I'm just chilling, I'm feeling good. And then you just get like kind
of
talkative.
Then all of a sudden you become like,
and then I get
sugar high drunk. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the sugar high and then I just get like really intense. Like I want to just dominate everything.
Yes.
Before I get violent and then before I get sick. Anyway, I was in like the...
But you're in the hyper stage.
I was like set in my intense mode. I was drinking slow, you know? I was, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm an adult now.
You're chilling, yeah.
So I'm having a good time anyway, right? Anyway, back to the fireworks. So I noticed the neighbors down the street were lighting off some fireworks too, but they didn't nearly have the fireworks I had. So he had some landscaping done where he had these rocks, you know, those flat rocks people get for the gardens or whatever?
Yeah, stack up.
I took a couple of those and I aimed this tube towards these people down the street.
Wait, like directly at them or just up and sort of in their direction?
Like not
like,
directly.
Not like
I'm talking about like
sights and shit.
Like angled at them. Like this thing shoots high as hell. So it was angled just a little bit so that it was shooting in their direction. So I was launching these grenades. I don't know what I was thinking. It was sweet. Because I kept saying, man, they're trying to show me up. People were like, no, they're not, man. They don't even know you're there.
No, fuck that. Fuck them, man. I know what I'm trying to... I know. I see it when I see it. You know? Oh,
I'd like to also hear what Huzzard's opinion was about that other group down the street that had the big arsenal.
All right, let's try to impersonate Huzzard.
Hey, Joe.
I don't know. But, like, I don't know. But you know what the funny thing? The funny thing is like, I wonder if we all thought it, but we never discussed it until now.
It really was. It was one of those things where just, like, I was really excited, and I thought we had something really huge. And, you know, it was one of those things where, like, wow, we're going all out this year.
Because you spent, like, $200.
I know, but, like, you know, but it's another feeling where it's, like, you know, where I'm like, I'm really trying to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those moments where, like, all right, this is the time. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to spend this money. And I'm going to do something that we don't usually do. And then it just sort of sucks.
Yeah.
It just blows up in my face, so to speak. I don't really remember what happened.
It's like
the year
if somebody
that.
Has like a small little balloon, like a birthday balloon, and just blows it up. And then like someone else next to you has a hot air balloon.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what happened the year before. Do you remember what the year happened two years ago?
I think we might have had sparklers or something one year. Do you remember there was pictures of me with like really, really short hair and then had a sparkler? And I was wearing like a white.
Was that 4th
shirt.
Of July?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember what that 4th of July
was. That was like a while ago. Do you remember the picture I'm talking about?
I see too many pictures.
Oh, well, that was. I don't know if it was that exactly that year. I don't know. I just don't really remember, actually.
Yeah. They must have all sucked then. If I don't remember, they must have really sucked bad.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing against it. There's just been.
So what are we going
to
do?
No,
this
there was
year?
One. I remember there was a time where. We were trying to drive around. We were driving around Fairfax trying to find fireworks, like a fireworks display.
Yeah.
And we didn't find any. Like there's, I remember there was one being like that where it's like this.
Oh, there was one that we just went to like the golf course or something. That like ritzy golf course or whatever.
Oh yeah,
across from the show.
There's that one. Yeah.
Yeah, one year we went to that fireworks.
Maybe I have too high of expectations of 4th of July for some reason. Like, this should be eventful, you know what I mean? Maybe that's the problem.
See, I get like that all the time. Every time something, like, fun is coming up,
I
get over-anxious and I get just full of anxiety because I want to, you know how I like to have a good time?
Yeah, man.
You know how I like to...
You dress up, you
I
wear like a suit and tie
you're
and
such a Debbie Downer.
See, I like to... Man, when I don't even know how to explain it.
You want to fucking live it up, man.
Yeah, I want to live it to the fullest. You know, do something classic, you know, that we'll remember the event by, you know?
Yeah.
All the time. Like, all right, so we're going to a wrestling event or something, right?
Yeah.
I get all pumped up, and I'm like, oh, man, I want to meet these guys, you know, blah, blah, blah,
whatever. Booker T's going to be there with the shit.
See, like...
And then you told Mick Foley to check out your guns.
Yeah, see, unexpected things like that happen.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
But, like, for me, I'm excited about
that
too.
That was a good experience.
Like... Stuff like that would happen. I mean, but it's just 4th of July is sort of cursed in a way for me. You know what I mean? Maybe this year will be better, but most likely my own personality will make it bad somehow. I don't know.
Well, 4th of July this year is on a Saturday, so it might get crazy.
It might get crazy. Yeah. So there's possibilities of being very crazy stuff happening. But
I think it's Saturday, right? Or is it Friday? I know it's on a weekend.
You tell me, man. You're more in touch with the world.
What?
Wait, do you want me to check that out online or what?
I want to see your list, James. Let me try to reinterpret your list.
Do you have more topics?
I don't really have anything else good.
Yes, you do.
Let me
see the list. Can I see the list? No.
All right, I'll tell you, the first topic was Gay Pride Parade.
I wonder what else you have.
This week that you had for a whole week you saved.
All right, I was going to talk about...
No, can I say it? This is like Letterman's top 10 list now.
All right, here, you can...
We should scan that list. We should scan that list, and that can be the image for this radio show.
Read.
Is there numbered?
Yeah.
James's list.
I want to see this list. Wow, it's actually pretty thought out.
Yeah, thanks.
I was actually surprised that James made a list. I was like, oh my gosh, work on this show?
Joe told me to when he invited me on the show.
What is this? Try My Product?
Oh, yeah. That commercial with John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor.
Wait, how should I work this in?
You ever seen that commercial?
How should I work this in?
It reminds me of the Men's Warehouse guy. He's like, I guarantee you.
So
you'll like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
I didn't even know those homes were there.
All right, on the very bottom of the list, you have Ernest P.
Worrell. Remember him?
Tell me about him.
Remember Ernest?
Tell me about Ernest.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yes, I love that guy.
See?
All right.
Good topic.
But you don't have anything else besides that. I mean, like,
that's all you need, Ernest.
These other ones, you have Gay Pride Parade this weekend. Difference.
Wait, what did you want to talk about?
What is that?
Difference of gays and fags.
See, I want to hear about that too.
All right, James.
No, see, it's too late to go over that because we already talked about
it. That's true. We talked about it last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess you
hit the point. I was going to hit on the difference between a gay person and a faggot.
Now.
See, there is a difference.
I didn't know there was. I don't cross the line.
I'm not concerned.
No one wants to hear the F word.
But then you go. What is this? You have. It goes. Drunk Tex and Bastion Booger.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that. One time I was drunk and I sent Huzzard an IM. Because he was online, it was in the middle of the night, and
Bastion Booger.
Like I said, something about boogers, and all he said was Bastion Booger, and then he signed off.
Okay, no, so the 4th of July on 2009 is going to be on a Saturday.
So it's like a couple days from now. Supposedly a couple days from
now. Happy 4th of July, everybody!
Happy 4th of.
Yeah.
So this is our Independence Day show.
What else you got?
Our Independence Day show where we talk about a year ago.
We didn't drop the N-word this time. And we didn't say any racial remarks. We didn't have any.
No, there was the gays versus fags.
That's nothing to do with race.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
so that's fair game.
Take that back.
All right, so we can talk about fags.
You mean cigarettes?
No, I don't really want to talk about it.
The fact that you wrote it down on your list.
You told me. I had like 10 minutes to think of ideas because I got home. I got right home from work. I took a shower. I got dressed and stuff.
And then you thought about gays versus fags.
All right. I really want to know the difference between.
Hold on. Let's start.
Well, back to one. So, James, I heard that you're going to tell us the difference between gays and fags.
Please entertain us with this thought.
Your code name used to be the professor, so you must have the correct answer.
You know something.
So what's your definition?
A wise man once said.
What does gay mean?
It's happy.
Damn it.
Gay to me means a person that likes the same sex that they are.
Yeah.
You gotta say
so
it like that.
A gay, like a homosexual. A gay is somebody I tolerate.
A gay.
A fag is someone I don't.
Okay, so
I don't like the flamboyant ones that are all up in your face and going to the parades about it.
That's cool. Yeah.
See, that shit pisses me off.
But there are some people that go to the parades that like they don't act like that on a day-to-day basis.
Well, like they're all right. Well, the ones that do act like that on a day-to-day basis, how about that?
Okay.
That's a pretty good little beginning of the song.
It is. That's a really, it's a really good song.
Anyway.
So wait,
I'm just
I wanted...
I
want to talk about it anymore.
But this is
I don't want to.
This is the amazement of that list. There's only really five things on that list.
They're all vicious.
But the bottom of the, it starts with. I don't want to reference what the first thing it says, unless you want me to say what the number one thing on that list was. But then
I forget what it was.
It has something about someone being a pussy.
Yeah.
And then, but it then ends with Ernest at the very bottom.
World.
Like, yeah. This the thought process is awesome.
Ernest.
It's pretty quite amazing. All I gotta say is fuck GM. That's it.
Did you know that Ernest was a coke addict?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's like he died of a drug overdose or something.
I didn't really.
He was in the Beverly Hillbillies. Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. Beverly
Jim
Hillbillies.
Varney?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, he was.
Jim Varney.
Are you telling me
that's his name, right?
Are you telling me that Ernest goes to jail? Ernest goes to camp. Ernest Christmas.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Ernest Scared Stupid. He was addicted to crack.
Ernest in the army.
I never saw that one.
Oh, he like won the war.
Which is your favorite Ernest? Favorite one is Ernest Goes to Camp.
I'm telling you. You ever seen In the Army Now?
No.
Son-in-law? Son-in-law's awesome. Wait, what are we talking about?
Which is your favorite Ernest out of all those?
Ernest Goes to Camp?
Why?
Yes.
Tell you why.
Agreed.
One reason, the scene where they dropped the snapping turtles.
Yes.
And they came parachuting down, and they're like dropping on
these
construction workers' faces, like biting their noses.
You gotta just go.
Also like the chefs.
That was at the end, right?
What was that word they had for their like sloppy food that they made? There's like some word like exeronious.
Can you remember?
For people,
I'm like way too into this.
For younger kids listening to this show, like across the nation.
Younger kids,
please describe. Yeah, like people are really downloading this thing, man.
Like 8 year olds.
There's a lot. Of, I don't know if eight.
Hey,
year olds.
If you're 8 years old, you should be in bed right now.
But really, I want you to educate these people on who Ernest really is. Like
comedian.
Because when was the last Ernest movie, man? Right. That was like in like 96,
dead.
Right?
He's dead.
No, but when was the last one? Like 10, 12
probably
years
like
ago,
late 90s.
Yeah. So like, there's a lot of people don't know who Ernest is.
Ernest originally was somewhere I think in Georgia or one of those southern states. He was he was on commercials like public service announcement type of things.
Can you do an Ernest voice? Or maybe Carolyn can look up one on
and he like moved his jaw.
Can you look up one on YouTube and we can play it later?
Can I say something also about Ernest?
Yeah. As long as you look it up.
He did the voice of Slinky Dog in Toy Story.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, so so continue with your history.
Wait, when did Toy Story come?
Oh, wait, it says that was a heavy smoker and died of lung cancer.
Oh, well, you're wrong, James.
Oh, I thought he died of drugs. Well, he was a coke addict. No, look, coke addict.
Come on now.
He was a coke addict.
No.
Be fun.
No, yes, according to IMDb.
IMDb, they're just trying to make him look good. He was a coke addict. I saw it on True Hollywood Story.
Here, cross-reference Ernest with coke.
Just, yeah.
Ernest, not classic coke, but...
Ernest cocaine.
Can I say something? They said that in his last movie was going to be Ernest and the Pirates, but he died during filming.
Dude, Ernest and the Pirates. That would have been awesome.
Ernest is, like, pretty all-American, right?
And actually, you know what about that Ernest and the Pirate?
Yeah,
it was 2000. That came out in 2000. That was before the times. That was before Johnny Depp.
That's true. He's a trailblazer.
He was a trailblazer.
Wait, what? Before Johnny Depp?
Yeah, Pirates. You know, Pirates of the Caribbean came out.
I never saw that.
No, but that was really big. You have to acknowledge that was huge. And now pirates are like all big, and like zombies are all big now, and all that jinx.
What's with the zombies?
Zombies suck.
We talked about that yesterday.
Zombies suck. Zombies suck.
Dude, I hate the zombie crap.
Yeah, dude. I'm with you.
All right.
High five, James.
That's what I'm talking about.
Zombies
I think they're
suck.
Just like a little bit. I don't like dislike zombies, but I'm just saying that I think it's like way overplayed these days.
I'm really saying that zombies are past their time at this
point. Same thing with vampires.
We're all in agreement that Xavier sucks.
Yes.
Because vampires has like True Blood. You know, Buffy kind of like originated... Well, they didn't originate the whole thing of vampires, but you know they had the claim on like the most recent material in the past 20 years. And then now everyone's like all like True Blood and Twilight and Suck My Blood.
I'm just saying that like I'm not saying that I was never that I hate zombies. I'm saying that right now I'm so tired of zombies at this moment. You know what I mean?
Well, what would you be more afraid of, an army of zombies or a vampire?
How many vampires?
Just one vampire. But see, zombies zombies don't travel in ones. They always have
groups. Go in packs, man.
Yeah, like huge packs.
Yeah, but you know
they're all over the place, all spread out, but they're all coming at you.
But the thing is, though, each one of them, depending on a certain situation, probably could be equally as scary. But zombies for me are just like, they've just been so recycled today that I could do without them. You know what I mean? They've been so overdone that I'm just like tired of it. And like everything is like, oh, Marvel zombies, or this in zombies, or this in, you know, zombie love, or, you know, some of this shit. And I was like, I dug it in 2001. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, that, and I'm tired of it.
His final movie, Ernest the Pirate 2000, had nearly completed shooting at the time of his death. For that reason, it got canceled and was never released on VHS, DVD, or as part of an Ernest box on anything.
VHS.
Pull up a clip from Ernest Goes to Camp.
I will. Known to fans as Ernest P. Earl as his most famous character who propelled him to the public eye, Ernest appeared in commercials alongside his off-camera friend Vern. Ernest would address the camera as if it was Vern. Despite his persona as Ernest P. Earl, he reportedly had a near-genius IQ level. He said to be occasionally aspirated with fans who met him and assumed he was exactly like the Earl character he portrayed.
It's like us, man, on this radio show.
When he discovered he had lung cancer, he reportedly threw away his cigarettes and quit smoking cold turkey. Unfortunately, it was too late.
Too late.
Okay, so...
Well, so he's a good man.
Now I'm gonna...
So it wasn't crack cocaine, James.
Wait, now let me just cross-reference to make sure.
Telling me VH1's a liar.
I did see that that video clip of Bret Michaels being hit with with his sign from like 3 weeks ago.
Dude, it's so vicious.
From I guess three weeks ago now.
Lara and I saw that at work.
It's like
it's pretty bad. Actually, I was
He got nailed. He fell flat on his back.
It was like he took a flat on his back. It was like he took a big axe handle or something.
He was, man.
I think that that cocaine thing is like I don't see any really real reference
trying to downplay it.
trying to keep him on DL.
You know what? Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe with someone
but
else.
But I'm pretty sure that I saw the True Hollywood Story and they said that he was into cocaine and drugs and stuff.
Ernest is like, and then Ernest delved deeper into crack cocaine. I don't know how to build off of that.
The fame of Ernest P. Worrell had him on top of the world. Unfortunately, his crack cocaine addiction got him down.
No, it was just smoking.
He looks like a crack addict. Look at him.
He always has his overalls.
The thing was,
he has an anti-smoking ad.
All right,
Ernest's anti-smoking ad.
How long is it?
Let's see.
3 minutes.
It's 1 minute, less than a minute, 45 seconds.
You trying to kill us all? Walking around all the time with that weed hanging out of your mouth? Don't you know how deadly that thing is? You're just asking for a case of the Big C, Cancer City, Chemotherapy Hotel. I care about you, Vern. That's why I'm warning you. You better give up them cigarettes, buddy, or the groundhogs will be bringing you your mail. Know what I mean?
Oh, he also said, know what I mean?
What does that say?
Jim Varney, who passed away of lung cancer.
Passed away from lung cancer, man. He was still a good man. He was a good man.
Anyways,
1949 to 2000.
I remember there was a poster of him up in my dad's former work back in the day. That was one of my youngest memories of Ernest.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely Ernest Goes to Camp is like probably the best one, but the Ernest Saves Christmas is my second favorite. Because I like how the reindeers were up on the ceiling.
How did he save Christmas? Did he become Santa?
I think like yeah,
he
I think
became
he was.
Santa, yeah.
Isn't that what happened? Like
yeah, I think
he
so.
He took over for Santa.
Because there was like Santa. Yeah, I don't remember the full story.
That's right. And he got in the sleigh and he couldn't drive the thing. It was the reindeer were flying around all weird. He's like, whoa.
Here's some Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah, find.
I think somebody put up the whole movie.
What are you looking at?
We threw that stuff. We're not going to play a whole movie.
But I'm trying to find a good part. Do you remember those chef
turtles.
Guys, though?
You see the snapping turtles
on
Didn't they
have a part with a big
I like the black kid. Do you remember the black kid that was all like a juvenile delinquent?
Of course.
No, the camp was full of juvenile delinquents, wasn't it?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Why was Ernest there? Why did Ernest go to camp?
I don't know. He was a counselor.
Why is that the first place that he went to camp?
Why did he go to camp? They, where else is he going to go, man? Did they ever have Ernest Goes to Space?
They have Ernest Goes to Jail.
That would have been awesome.
I remember watching Ernest Goes to Jail because there was like a crazy scene where he gets like electrocuted.
Why did they make him go to jail?
Wasn't there one where he had like an evil twin? Or like Ernest had an evil twin?
I don't know.
That was Ernest Goes to Jail. Yeah, man.
Really?
So there was another one like Ernest Halloween. Do you remember that? And there was like these trolls.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah, Ernest Scared Stupid. Those trolls were kind of dumb looking.
Hey, do you think Ernest made a lot of money out of doing this?
Probably
do you think
not.
He handled his money well?
Let's play this clip. I don't remember this clip, but it looks kind of interesting.
Oh, he,
there's that black kid. That kid, wait, here. The black kid
rules. Take sides. Anybody got any ideas?
We could quit because we don't have a chance.
Quit?
Well, you know they ain't going to let us win anything. They don't even want us to be here.
Let's move out. Everybody to the archery range.
Come on, fellas. We got to at least try. I know. We could build an authentic
Indian. He is very motivational.
You know, we could cut some tall poles and we could get some paint and some special lashings and...
Ernest, if you really want to build a teepee, I'll help you.
Move it, short stuff. We're waiting.
That's right, to build a teepee.
All right. Ernest was a pretty good...
Like
role
Ernest.
Model for people, I guess. Would you say that Ernest is a role model for kids everywhere?
Yeah.
Or adults?
I think he's kind of fell out of fashion because I don't think kids these days know who Ernest is at all.
Well, that's what this show is all about.
Everybody knows Britney Spears and crap, and they don't know Ernest.
Yeah,
everyone should know Ernest.
So, you know, really continue. Like, what do you find really enjoyable about Ernest? Because he like the everyday man to you? Is he like the guy that people can look
he's
up
like,
to? Or the, you know, like the person that can overcome odds?
He's just got that feel good kind of thing about him, man. You look at Ernest and you listen to him talk.
Is he like a Southern guy? Is that what Ernest is?
Yeah,
like
he's just all chill.
He's from Tennessee.
He's like, yo, boys, just come on, let's get on. It's from Louisiana and shit.
Yeah, the thing was, how he got big, like how he got discovered, was that he was doing those public service announcement things on like the local TV. And he went to some NASCAR race or something. And they're like, his special guest, like, you know, the halftime show or whatever they do.
Yeah.
You know, beforehand, whatever they, they're like, here's Ernest P. Worrell from the local TV or whatever. And they brought him out, you know, sitting in the back of a convertible, waving to the crowd.
Yeah.
And the crowd just went nuts for him.
So
somebody was like, oh, man, we could do something with that.
So we got to market this guy. People
I didn't
really
know that story
him.
About him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big Ernest fan. And also, like, I really like John Candy. That was from the same time period.
Cool Runnings.
Runnings. Bring it back.
Those are two people that died of, like, stupid causes.
You got to
don't smoke and overeating.
I thought John Candy died of drugs, too.
Let's check that.
Didn't
he? No,
that was Chris Farley.
No, I thought everyone that John Candy died just due to, like, lack of taking good care of himself because he's all big.
Hey, look at him. Same with Chris Farley, right?
Let's see how John Candy
Chris
died.
Chris Farley did die of drugs, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he had an overdose.
He had an overdose?
Let's
he was a fat
out.
Ass.
I'm finding out now.
I think that's the problem. People really laugh at fat people a lot, and then they're like, I need to keep being fat so I can...
The
I can be one with
Farley.
You.
Oh, it says it's
the death
said,
of Chris
said,
Farley.
Death of Chris Farley was ruled accidental, but he died of morphine and cocaine.
There we go.
Intoxication.
There we go. You finally scored on your drug death.
Now let's find out John Candy's death.
Shaq.
John Candy's death.
What is this? All these websites that just say the death of
FindADeath.com.
Find a death? God, it's so vicious.
FindADeath.com. People go, if you want to find out.
He was 375 pounds.
Jeez. How tall was he?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
How tall was he?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, beats me, man.
Oh.
His room number was 128, had a king size bed with a large crucifix over it.
How'd he die?
They have too much. Oh my gosh! It's like basically this like this
die?
Whole death of.
How'd
thing.
He die?
We already went over that, man.
How'd he die?
Look, you can see his death certificate on this site. Apparently,
well, how'd he die? Did it say how he died? Lung cancer.
Excuse me. Let's see.
Death.
Lung there was cancer. No signs of drugs or alcohol in the room.
Ah, in the room.
Let's see.
How'd he die?
I'm trying to find out.
How did he die?
It says his wife begged the autopsy not be performed. His body remained in bed until 4 p.m. when ambulance removed it. He was put in a body bag and 4 people had to load him to the jet black hole.
I'm sorry, John.
sorry, you make us laugh even to this day. But like,
even in your death, we laugh.
No, but it's just like funny, like that this website has this detailed like thing at like at 8 a.m. His bodyguard Gustav Plouplouf phoned the house. There's no reply.
What is this website?
Findadeath.com.
Findadeath.com. This guy, whoever makes this website, he must be a happy dude, man.
I don't know. I just discovered.
Find a death.
And then they have like a little headstone. They have this little headstone clip art that says John Candy.
And it's not really the most fancy website either.
It's like basically web from like
basic web
from like 1992 or something.
GeoCities.
Angel Fire.
But it doesn't say exactly how he died.
Who cares? He's dead.
He basically, I think he died from like overeating.
Just say it like that.
I think he died from overeating.
He died of a happy lifestyle.
Yeah, I actually really love John Candy. He's kind of awesome. And what's your favorite John Candy movie? Because I think I like
Don't even have to ask.
I like The Great Outdoors.
James, Cool Runnings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great Outdoors. For
I like
me.
Uncle Buck too.
Uncle Buck's a good one.
I like Cool Runnings is better.
I did also like Summer Rental.
There was he had a romantic comedy, didn't he? I think I remember him having like a romantic comedy that I liked.
There's also Nothing But Trouble.
I forget.
With Dan Aykroyd and Demi Moore. Joe,
Dan Aykroyd rules.
What's your favorite John Candy movie?
I remember there was like a romantic comedy that he was in that I really
Planes,
like,
Trains, and Automobiles.
Something like that. But I used to like watch it all the time, like in Sunday afternoons on like 20 when they used to play like all these 20. Movies. On Channel 20, on My 20.
Man, the world needs to get, like, some good comedians like John Candy and, like,
Horatio
Jim
Sands.
Jim Varney. No, Horatio Sands. Horatio Sands I like, but he ain't no John Candy.
He ain't no John Candy.
Mm-mm. And it's not about just being fat. It's just, like, you gotta have that right appeal.
It's not about being
gotta be
fat.
Jolly, too.
Yeah, like Santa Claus.
Or grumpy. One of the two.
Yeah, or you know who's a good grumpy is George Carlin, yet deceased, too.
Nah, I wasn't too fond of George Carlin.
Yeah, but he had some good grump to him.
Yeah, I guess he did. He was Rufus or whatever.
I remember when I left Be Excellent to Each Other on my Facebook as on the What's On Your Mind?
Yeah.
And then that got a lot of responses back, man.
Yeah.
And they're like, be excellent to each other. And they're like, totally, you know,
party on, dudes.
Yeah, like everyone kept on leaving like these messages afterwards. I was like really surprised.
Oh yeah, John Candy was also in Home Alone as Gus Polinski. Remember
was he really?
He had that Polish band that took the mom home to see Kevin at the end.
Oh no, I don't remember that at all.
It was like a Polish polka band.
Oh, I do remember that. I do remember that.
1, 2, 10.
He was also in Spaceballs, Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh yeah, Spaceballs. Little Shop of Horrors.
Look how
we talked about that thing the other day.
Look at all his movies. He has like a ton of movies.
Told you it's a big movie.
Yeah. Do you think John Candy was a happy guy?
I don't know, it's hard. It's hard. He always portrayed himself to be all like jolly and stuff.
Do you
but
think
I don't
comedians
know.
Are happy in general? Like these guys, these big fat guys.
I think
guys.
They view the world in like a very different way and it shows for their comedy. Like it's kind of like mocking how they view things.
Because I remember when I was younger, like I studied like comedians. I really like there's a point where I really wanted to be a comedian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, there's like a perspective that you have to have that to reach that fine line of like sort of like this reality in comedy, you know. It's like the things that people laugh at the most are like the truth, that twisted truth. And it's like to be in that section is sort of like difficult, you know what I mean? You got to experience certain things. So like imagine like these guys. You know?
I mean, it's pretty rough. I can only imagine the life of a comedian, either like stand-up or improv, whatever type of comedian you want to be, but I can only imagine how hard it is to like be in front of an audience, gain a crowd, make like whatever 200 people laugh, like to even like command that presence over them, and they're trying to eat or like have a drink or whatever, and you're trying to get their attention. And like just to have that experience, and then on top of that, you know, making people laugh is hard. Like I don't know. And then also the traveling thing, if they get to that level of like you're just in bars and like comedy clubs all day.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to like that lifestyle like might wear and tear on you.
Even like because like last year I was filming a lot of like comedy shows and you know, a lot of them bombed. And it was sort of like it's really sad to not sad, but you feel bad for them when they just stand up there and they don't have anything left to say that's funny and they're like, "Yeah." So, yeah, who wants to suck my cock? And
it's like that. It?
Yeah, they say stuff like that, man. Like, when they got nothing else to say, they grab at the... They're like, hey, man, no one else is using it, right? I've heard Margaret Choi, or Cho. Margaret Cho actually used that. She used the exact line. She's like, does anyone want to have my pussy? I'm not using it right now. I try to keep it clean and shit. Anyone else, raise your hands? No one's raising their hands.
What? Like
it's kind of funny.
Yeah, but I've seen her do a comedy line exactly like, like that's part of her stand-up, you know. I guess Margaret Cho was like big during that time, but then she got really like nasty looking.
I think now she's trying to be all sexy again.
She's trying to be all sexy. Sexy Asian.
Yeah, because I saw a picture of her like trying to look like Betty Page or something like that.
Everyone wants to be Betty Page though.
But now apparently she's like a big Betty Page fan. I don't know.
What's your favorite comedian, James? If you can bring it back.
Jim Varney.
Favorite comedian.
Chevy Chase?
Of recent years?
Any year. Just some comedians. Well,
I always say your favorite one is the one that first pops up in your head.
Well, I liked... I was getting big into Jay Moore for a little while.
Jay Moore?
He was freaking hilarious.
Who's Jay Moore?
He was in Go, right?
Jay Moore.
I don't know if he's...
Is he a blonde guy?
Yeah.
Blonde-haired guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
pretty
funny.
Wasn't he in Go?
Was he in Jerry Maguire? Was he the guy that used to work for Kaiser Permanente?
Kaiser Permanente? What?
No, I'm just playing.
Hey, man, weren't you that guy that worked for Kaiser Permanente?
That's something off the movie you don't like.
Yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It was Paul Rudd.
Damn it.
All right, so Jay, who
but the
am
blonde
I looking
guy,
for
he had
Moore?
His own TV show too, right? At one point.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. I bet it's going to work.
I think I spelled his last name wrong.
What day is it?
Are you going to play that song?
I'll play it later. What do you want? Should
Wait,
we play it now?
How do you pronounce his or how show. Do you say his last name?
Mohr.
All right, we'll try to play the song since I've been practicing it for the show. We'll break
oh, yeah,
it down.
That's that guy I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
Let me see. Is it that guy?
Isn't that is that your favorite?
Jay Moore?
Well, no, I mean I'm not saying he's my favorite, but in recent years.
Wait, so was he in
I think
Go?
Of all time?
Yeah, he was in Go. He was part of. He was teamed up with the dude from Party of Five.
Oh yeah, Scott Wolf.
Yeah, Scott Wolf. What happened to Scott Wolf?
Yeah, he's in Go. Scott Wolf. Like, I would like to know what happened to him, because what happened to him?
Well, you know, he's probably living the good life,
let's
on the TV show for forever. Saved his money well. Hopefully, he's doing pretty awesome at this very moment,
save
right?
Yeah, his money. Let's see.
All right, we'll try to play this song. Since it's already here.
Turn the music down.
All right, let's try this. Yeah. All right, introduce why we're trying to play this song, Carolyn.
Well, Joe and James have recently formed a band called Superface.
But we're actually doing a cover because Carolyn called me up and said, you guys should do a cover of this song.
I requested that Joe and James learn this song, so... And this is their first performance of it ever.
Hey, what chords are these? This is like... Every rose has its... No, is that how it goes? Yeah. If you can teach me the chords, I'll play it.
What, Every Rose?
Yeah. What's the chords?
It's the G and that C add 9 or whatever.
Yeah. What's after that?
And then it's D after that.
How's the verse go?
Then after the D, it's back to C add 9. And then back to G. Yeah.
How's the first verse go? Now we forget
Hold
we
on,
played
damn
this
it,
before.
Damn it. It's been a while.
Let's do the chorus.
So are you gonna do Lifehouse?
Alright, let me try the Lifehouse song.
Yeah, So Joe and James, okay.
I haven't warmed up my voice.
Joe and James formed a band called Superface. I requested
an acoustic performance of this Lifehouse song.
Learn how to play Lifehouse, you and me.
Nah, I don't know all the chords to it, so I'm just gonna guess.
Oh, did you want the lyrics?
I sort of need the lyrics.
Look it up on Tab Heaven.
I'll try to figure it out here. I can sort of see it.
Can you see these lyrics from?
Yeah, I can sort of see it.
See these?
Can you see these? Nuts. Check them out.
How's it go again?
You know
What day is it? And what month the clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up.
I can't back down.
Deep mutter.
Let's get the chorus.
And it's you and me and all of the people and nothing to say, something nothing to do. And it's you and me and all of the people and I don't know why I can't take my eyes off of you.
I'm gonna sing like in that voice, that voice that's all in now.
Lifehouse voice.
Is this sort of sound like?
Sounds like he's trying to do Creed.
Sounds like he's trying to do, what's it called? Sounds like he's trying to do.
Something. Will I back down?
Wait, what's the? I'll be down.
Edwin McCain.
On my way back from the dead.
It sounds like he's doing that. let me see the chorus when it's on.
And it's you and me and all of the people. And it's you and me and all of the people. And I don't know why I can't take my eyes off of you.
Alright.
Are you gonna do the whole song?
I don't know, I haven't tried the whole song yet. I haven't tried the whole song yet.
Well,
think we should try another song. We'll try another song.
We should just do a whole radio show of us trying to learn songs.
Should I try another song? What's another song I should try? I think I possibly know.
Let's do Edwin McCain. Even though we did do a single
should I try that SR-71 song from back in the day?
Politically correct. That one?
The politically correct song?
Do you need lyrics?
Right, let me try it. I think I can know that a little.
Do you need lyrics? Because I don't remember the lyrics.
Hold on. I got to stand back. Are you going to back me up?
I don't know. All right.
Should I just sing it then? Is that just going to happen? Yeah. Well, you got to give me a beat, though. It's going to be like... Here, just play it in your lap.
Wait, should I just play it?
Play it in your lap.
Should I play it on YouTube so James can get a feel?
No, I can do it.
Okay.
Just join in the drums right after I do the first. You know how the first part's by myself?
Super face in studio.
It's like politically correct. Yeah. All right, let's try it. There we go.
Well, I don't mean to piss you off with things I might say. Come out anyway. When I speak my mind, that's when we connect. But that's not politically correct. My head's so filled with thought, we can't use our imagination. Like the sky so filled with stars, we can't find the constellation. And everyone's so sensitive to any bad vibration. We're digressing while we resisting. Oh, I don't mean to piss you off, the things I might say. When I try to shut my mouth, it come out anyway. Nothing I believe in more than my own insignificance. Why does everybody think that my words can make a difference? I just don't have time to think of the social consequence. You're regressing while we're regressing. I might say when I try to shut my mouth, it come out anyway. When I speak my mind, that's when we connect. What happened to make us so afraid that we couldn't make a mouth front move again? Saw blazing saddles yesterday. Oh, I don't mean to piss you off, things I might say. When I try to shut my mouth, you come out anyway. When I speak my mind, that's when we connect. But that's not politically correct.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, that was all right.
Yay.
I haven't played that song in forever.
You haven't played that in like 5 years.
That's such an easy song. It just goes G, C, no, G, D, E minor, C. That's like everything else. Scooby Dooby Doo.
Playing more music.
You feel like just playing more music?
I don't know.
I feel like playing more music one day too.
Anything else you want to talk about now? Now I'm all like into the music.
Just into the.
We're talking about comedians and musics. I don't know who my favorite comedian is. I really was into Jon Stewart a lot, like in high school. And then I met him.
Remember you? Yes. Can you play Forever, James, on the guitar?
Play Forever?
Yeah.
By the Beach Boys.
Yeah, I could probably. Well, here, pull up the chords real quick.
I knew the chords at one point.
Make you laugh, I'm not forever.
Yes, we have to pull up the. Uncle Jesse played that.
All right, talk it up while I try to figure this out then.
Wait, what did you want me to pull up?
I'll get it.
Joe's on the internet. The master of the internet.
Dun, 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 dun. You're playing some. Hey, can you play one of the CCR songs?
Sounds like Johnny Cash. Can you play Johnny Cash?
Probably.
Ah, Phil.
And you have to do the Johnny Cash voice, too.
Every
know.
How's the song go?
What I know.
Every time I look at you, I fall in love. All over again. Okay. Wait, that's not right.
Can you do it? I'll back you up.
Wait, find the chords for it.
Well, I was looking at Forever. Here we go. Here it is.
Wait, what was it? Alright, E flat. What's that? Wait.
I'm trying to find another one.
Hold on. Yeah, one second.
Like, if you go over it.
C minor, what's that? Oh.
Every word I say.
That's not right. Wait.
Could make you laugh. I talk forever. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Remember when Uncle Jesse
played? That's not right.
You guys are now being introduced. The first time on the Carolyn and Joe show, we were just breaking it down into a jam.
Can we watch Uncle Jesse?
Wait, no, play. We'll just play one song and then we'll end the show. Can you give us a song, James?
You guys, can I say something? I just looked over at the clock.
It's all right. Don't worry about the clock. Let's do a song, James, and we'll play. I'll back you up on this. The words.
I don't know.
Go to the chorus.
How's it go?
Yeah.
Well, we gotta do one. We gotta be able to do. Let's do one complete song for the people at home. What one complete song do we know? I can back you up on anything, man. I can back you up on anything.
I don't know.
Elvis? You guys were good at Elvis a couple years ago.
Let's do that.
All right. Which song?
Any Elvis song you know.
Anyone you want to do.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm midget like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting. I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah. Oh, well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Ooh, do you think when you have such a look, I'm in love? I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine.
my heart beats, so it scares me to death. But you touch my hand, oh, what a chill I've got. My lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My tongue is tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl that loves so well. She touched my hand, what a chill I got. Lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Unless there's any more...
There you go.
Unless there's any more...
You go, sir.
Unless there's any more requests out there, that might be the last song of the night.
Yeah.
No more, right?
You can reply.
Reply?
And then
if, okay.
We'll learn to play your song.
I'll leave that open. If anyone out there has a song that you would like us to cover at this point, we'd be totally down with going for it.
Consider it.
We'll get James back in here and we'll try to rock the hell out of those songs just for you guys. If you have any requests, we can play anything. It's only gonna be acoustic, but we'll try our hardest to play these songs. What do you think, James? Are you up for the challenge?
I'm ready.
If there's actually someone out there that will request a song and post it on the board, or you know, do that, we will actually go for it and we'll learn that song and we'll perform that song on
the
show.
That's right.
I'm up for it.
We do everything for our fans.
Yes, that's exactly right. I'm totally for it. I'm actually pretty nervous to be totally for it. I think I sang all right today. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Off
the cuff, we performed it pretty well. You know, who else delivers?
This is live raw radio.
This is live. We keep it alive on this show. That's why we rock. That's why we rock. Did you have a good show, James?
Yeah, I had awesome show.
it was an amazing show,
as always.
This is like the world introduction to Superface. Do you realize this?
We play Lifehouse. What day is it?
I kind of like when the guys sing like that, though.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Not like Creed, though, but just like the Lifehouse guy's voice is like really nice. It's the end of our show.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
We gotta go.
Well, I'm serious about that challenge to you guys at home. We've proven that we can do it. We've done numerous songs, so if you guys lay something down, we will do it. The first song that pops up there, we'll go for it, okay? If you're serious about it, we're serious about it. We'll give it out. So.
And also, like, try to be serious, too. Yeah. You know? I mean, it's kind of like you know, we want to perform good music and not make this thing a joke, so.
Even though if you guys didn't like the songs we played today, they're still pretty solid, so whatever. But, so that's been this week's show. I had a good time. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn, and we're joined with James.
Hey, good night.
Have a good night.
Good night.
An awful fuck. I gave you blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood.